The following recording consists of several parts. It includes the recording of this year's Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review, which allows you in a few moments just to go over the Daf, and then it continues on with the same Daf in the previous Daf Yomi cycle, which of course has a completely different ambience and a whole different group of people that are in attendance. You can use that for Chazorah if you wish, and you may actually prefer the ambience of the earlier daf. Today's daf is Maseches Vachim, Daf Zayin, and we're holding in the middle of a question. The question was, is a Karban Eila going to be Mechaper on Mitzvot Aseh that a person was over after the Hafrashah? So now we try to bring a raya from Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon was talking about the two Seirei Atzeret, which is a strange situation because both of them are Mechaper on Tumat Mikdash Kedoshah, as we learned back in Shavuos. And the question was, why would they be Boim one after the other? I mean, we already, whatever the Kapara is for was already done by the first one. So Rabbi Shimon was interested in just pointing out that the Torah is ready to be Mechayev a Karban for whatever chet took place in the 5 minutes between one and the other. From there you see that really we're Re'uyim to have Karbanos all the time. Fine. But meanwhile you see from there that the Karban would really be Mechaper on those 5 minutes. Even though the Chataim that took place after the Hafrash of the Karban, which has undoubtedly the day before. Okay, so one approach we thought maybe it's some raya from there. Maybe the pasuk is talking about a case where he wasn't mafresh them together. I think Gemara didn't like very much. But then Rav Papa said, look, you know what? It's really not a problem at all because that's a carbon sebor. And the din is with a carbon sebor, whatever it is that the sakin at the time of Shechita defines it as being, that's what it is. Why? Because since the carbon sebor baked in when it takes the money for this carbon out of the Trumat Alishka, buys the carbon, it's with that condition, that the carbon should be defined only as needed. But if it weren't needed, so then we're not going to use it for that. And then it remains generic. It uses it for something else. But it's not miyuchet for a particular carbon. Nothing. The sakin, that's right. The sakin will define what the carbon is. And so the mele, you can't bring a raya from there anyway, because it's by definition always mufresh at different times, because it's only mufresh for that at the moment of shkita. Now yesterday, we started the sugya, which is the question of whether Rav Papa would have any bearing on Rav Shimon. Because remember, our raya was from Rabbi Shimon. He's saying that he takes for granted that the Seirei Atzeret that were coming to be Mechaper will be Mechaper on whatever happened in between. And Rav Papa's trying to say that that's not because the Chet happened after Avrasha. Simply, that is the Avrasha. The problem is that Rabbi Shimon himself does not hold that that's the Hafrasha. That's the problem. Because Rav Shimon does not hold, as we're about to see today, of the din of Lev Beitin Matne Alehem. So let's start now with the last word, six lines up from the bottom on Amud Beis, on Vav Amud Beis. Amar Le Rav Yossi Bereda Rav Shmuel Rav Papa, Umeita Rav Shimon Lev Beitin Matne Alehem. Rav Shimon doesn't hold that. So that cannot be the explanation of Rav Shimon. Because I'll show you that as Rav Idi Baravi, Omer of Amram, Omer of Yitzchak, Omer of Yochanan pointed out, Tmidim Shalohu Tzuchulat Tzibur. Now normally, we set aside the Tmidim, and we always like to have extra Tmidim. We're supposed to have extra Karbanos that are Mavukarim, that have been checked for Mumim days before. So we set them aside before. Now the first of Nisan arrived. First of Nisan is the day where we learn the idea of a Chedesh HaZalachem, Chadesh, make everything new, bring the Karbanos from this point on, Rosh Chedesh Nisan, from the Truma Chadasha, which we brought during Adar. Now, according to the Chachamim, what do we do? Well, we have all these Tmidim. What's the problem? What do? They're not yet the Tmidim. So all you have to do is exchange them. You go through being paid to them for, without a mum, because we never gave them a din of Kiddush Sekhut. And you take that money, you put it aside to use for other Karbanim, and then you buy them back with the Truma Chadasha. And now you've got brand new Tmidim that are already Mufukarim and everything's great. But according to Rabbi Shimon, says Rabbi Yochanan, that ain't gonna work. Because Tmidim Shalot Tzukulat Tzibur L'Divir Rabbi Shimon, you can't be paid to them, Tmidim. Because according to him, since he doesn't hold Leif Beitin Matan Aleyah, if they were set aside for the Korban Tomei, they're already the Korban Tomei. How can you take off Kedushas HaGuf to repurchase them? They've been purchased. L'divrei Chachamim, yes, then it works out great. They're niftin tamimim. You could buy them back with the new money. Furthermore, and that must be because it simply doesn't hold it. There's a way to keep the Kedusha in abeyance that meanwhile they're just Kedusha's domin, set aside for use of a korban, to be defined as needed. He doesn't hold that. Furthermore, Haboy mine Rabbi Yirmiyah mi Rabbi Zeir. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Rabbi Zeir the Sire Hatzeret shekibel damam b'shnei kosot. V'nizrak damo shel rishon. Sheni lama huba. What are you going to do about this? Here, we're talking about we shechted both of them at the same time. Two kohanim come. Shech the shnei seirim. Makabo the dam at the same time in two cups. Now, we've got the two cups in front of us. One kohen is zorek one of them. All right? What is the other one coming for? Now, here, we're not talking about shechita. Talking about zerika. So whatever it is you wanted to say about the case before of Rabbi Shimon, there you could say maybe offer them at different times. Maybe you could say them, and it sounded a little crazy. And you can get into all of these questions of what defines the moment that they are this korban. But over here, the shechita took place, and we already know what it is. And now the question is, why am I doing the zrika? Obviously, al tumashura bein zrika shalzel zeh. Okay, now. I mean, obviously, this is not, as we said earlier, that for sure something that was lacha shechita wouldn't be mechaper on that. Right. This is definitely now we're saying that's not even true. So over here, the whole discussion, atkan lo miboy le'ala esed lacha shechita, avo eser le'acha hafrasha lo kamiboy le. Over here, there's not even an indication. I mean, you think, I understand, obviously, we don't have to accept what Reb Yirmiyah says. We don't have to accept what Reb Zeira says. That's true. You can argue on them, okay. I mean, Reb Shimon was a Tana. But, I mean, nope, it doesn't even occur to anybody to say, you know, wait a minute. I mean, wow, you're saying even Lachar Zrika, well, you haven't even discussed the question of whether Lachar Afrosha, and not to mention Lachar Shrita. Now you're talking about Bein Zrika Lazrika. That's amazing, you know. What, that's already, it's the Dam is Eimet, so now you're talking about Lachar Shrita, it's a Dover Poshet you. So apparently he was ready to accept the fact that up until Shrita Vadaya would be Mechab. Now, the only question over here is that it's Le'achar Shechita. So, I mean, just the attitude is an indication of what the normative approach was. Of course it would be Mechaper. Now, you're raising the question of even Le'achar Shechita. Wow. Okay, that's your opinion. But everybody was agreed about the first thing. Well, maybe not. I mean, maybe what Rabbi Yirmiyah had said was, Im Timtzo Le'imar. In other words, if L'maisa, we would agree that a carbon could be Le'achar HaFrasha, so then, what would be the din? Even Le'achar Shechita up until the moment of Zrika. That was the question. But you can't see from here what the between-the-line psychology was. I mean, we don't know how it was asked.
But we're still stuck with the...
Yes. We're still with our original... Unless you're ready to say it was Ma'afrash at different times, you're going to have to accept the fact that L'maisa would be Le'achar HaFrasha. It's Ma. Now, getting on now to the question of what precisely defines the Shelo L'Shem Ba'alim. What is a Shelo L'Shema? What is a Shelo L'Shem Ba'alim? Where it comes touchy is where we're talking about a Toda. Now, according to Tosfos, this piece of Gemara is specifically in reference to Toda. According to other Rishonim, it's not. We're just using it. Toda is a stand-in, because that's where we want to bring the Raya from later. Toda shishachta l'shem todat havira. What is the din if someone checks the carbon Toda of Reuven for Shimon? So over there, the halacha is that the Toda is Kshera.
We don't know all of the value.
No, that's the meaning of Kshera. There's no tzad that it's literally possible. The meaning of Kshera in anything but Chatas and Pesach, as we've seen all through the Masechta, is that it's kosher v'alol v'alim l'shem kovan. That's the definition. When we use the word Kshera by Chatas and Pesach versus Hazel, then it means, is it actually kosher? So Rabba Omar, Kshera, Reuven was chayev a korban toda, and Shimon was chayev a korban toda. And Cohen switches it. So Rabba says it's completely kosher. Now, why would it be completely kosher? Because as we saw earlier, it only passes if you do the shechita in order that the zerika should be for the other person. But over here, he shechted it without kavana to do a zerika for the other person. So therefore, it's kosher completely.
So,
When he does the zrika, he'll do the zrika. If he did it, we're talking about now, at this date. When he does the zrika, he'll do it correctly, and then it'll be kosher. Just means right now there's no problem. Okay, now remember, this is the way we've been learning the sugya until now, all the way through, because almost all the Rishonim learn it this way. That when we say it's eina ba'arba avodot, the meaning of eina ba'arba avodot is that the only way that you can create a shinoi ba'alim is by having in mind what's going to take place at the zrika. But if you literally only do the shechita without having any kavana for things that have to do with ritzri and kapora, you're just doing the shechita because he asked you to do the shechita. So then you wouldn't pass it. Now, the Rambam just, there's no clear-cut approach to how the Rambam deals with the sugya that we had earlier about Arba'avet. There's a lot of machlokes among the Achrayim and this sugya. But the Rambam learned that there's no such thing. That's not the meaning of Eina Ba'arba'avet. Exactly the way that Shechita Kwad Shechita Pasals for Shina Kedesh and Pasals for Shina Mal. This sugya, as well, may be specific to the din of a Teda. And that's how Tosus understands it. That over here, the question of Teda of somebody else is a actual Shinui Kedesh. Because it's the Toda is so defined by the events that we're coming for, that it's as if he was Mashana it totally, not as a Shinui Balim, but as a Shinui Kedesh. If Lamaisa, he would say that I'm only changing the name of the owner, then it would be kosher completely. In terms of Shechita, if he did have a mind zri. Even Aliba, not only Aliba the Rabba, but even Aliba the Rav Chis. So Rav Chis Tomer Psula. Again, the other way of learning Rav Chis Tomer Psula is that, according to Rav Chis, it could be possible in any of the Avodot. And Rashi learns this would be true Lagabe all Korban. Now how about if a Torah was Shechit, Lashum Shlamim, Diday, Rabba Amrak Shera, Teda L'Shem Toda, Nishchata. What's the problem? This is Toda. It was Shechet as a Toda. So therefore, there's nothing that would be making it possible at all here. It wasn't for the Zrik of anybody else. It was the shame of that carbon. Whereas Rav Chista Amar Psula, Nishchata L'Shem Toda Diday is what we are be'inan, is what it should say. So we need, I'll leave it to Rav Chista, a Shechita for his particular korban teira, and he's going to bring this as a raya from the pasuk zevach todat shelamav. Todat shelamav means it's got to be his own. However, again, Aliba Rashi, that we're just using this because of the pasuk. This is a model, according to Rav Chista, for all shinui kodesh. So that's the equivalent of shinui baalim. All right. So now he's got a pasuk. Rabba wants to show from a braita that is not the correct interpretation of us. Minoa minala. Let me prove to you that shechting a teira of Reuven for Shimon is not a problem at all. The Tanya Ufsar zevach todat shlamav, which was the question. Right? Here we're darshing that pasuk. Biyom hakrivo et zifo. Here it's talking about how long can you eat a korban toda. So it says biyom korbano yeachel. And there it's biyom hakrivot et zifo yeachel mimochorat. And then it becomes no, devanotar mimeno, and so on. Now, this is a special din, of course. Normally, shlamim is eaten for 2 days. The toda is only eaten on that day and the following night. So, says the braita, Abachonin Omer Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Balalamed, the word Todat Shelamav, as we saw earlier, comes to teach me that a Todah that was shechted as a type of Shlomim is kosher. So if you had in mind, this is for Shlomim. That's true. Todat Shelamav. The Todah is clearly a Shlomim. However, a Shlomim that was Nishkla L'Shem Todah would be Psulim. Psulim again, meaning, of course, Psulim that it's not Eilu L'Balim L'Shem Chova. By definition, where we're dealing with these Korban. Umaya Fresh Ben Zelazel, what possible difference could it be? Read the pasuk, Todat Shlamav. The Todah is Kriya de Shlamim, but the Shlamim is not a subset of Todah. Shlamim L'Shem Todas Psula. Will you read that, please, carefully? Says Robert Rav Chista. It says, if I bring a Shlomim L'Shem Todah, it's possible. Now, I think it's pretty darn clear that if you bring a Todah L'Shem Todah, that it's fine. But Todah L'Shem Todah is Kshera. Now, I mean, I assume that means anybody's Todah. Even my love, the Chavrei. I mean, where would you come off saying, especially a little bit of Taisvis, that this is a different carbon, if a Shlomim isn't a different carbon? How could Todat Shlamav be a different carbon? Says Rav Chista, no. It's talking about D-Day. If you bring let's say a guy had gotten out of the hospital. So he was b'chuyev to bring a korban teira. That's whenever we say birkata gomel, that comes from the arba chayavim lahodot. The same guy who got out of the hospital also took a boat trip across the sea. So he's also chayev to be made. And now he's got two toldot that he's going to bring. He brings, comes to the Beis HaMikdash, and the coin gets mixed up. This was the one for the hospital, and that was the boat trip, and he confused them. That's what it's talking about here. So that even though they're coming on different purposes, but Lamaisa, that is okay, but not shechting it for somebody else, says Rabbi Chisa. Really, says Rabbi. So you're telling me that if it would be somebody else's taita, then it would be possible. So why does it we say over here in the Braita, but shlamim l'shem todas psula? Don't you think it's a bigger chiddush to say that even a todah l'shem todah would be psula? Koshikate shlamim l'shem todah. No, says Rav Chisda, not at all. Because there's a chiddush, specifically, of shlamim l'shem todah when it's your own. That's the chiddush, because that's why I need to talk about, the whole thing is referring to you. I'm not interested in talking about a shinui bialim. The chiddush over here is that a shlamim that is shechted as a teda, I might think is even oil of the bialim l'shem chayva. That's the point. Because Sakadait Ramina, since Teda is called Shlomim. So, okay, that means the Torah is not makbid on the shame of Teda, as long as it's the same guy. Therefore, Shlomim Nami Kurim Todah, and it should even be Oil Abal in the Shem Chovah. Vechishachetu the Shem Chovah Lichshiru, meaning completely. Kamash Malan, that is kosher. It's not coming to address the issue of whether it would be possible for somebody else. Omar Rava, I want to go through with you, says Rava, the list of Piskei Halachas and the various Karbanim about Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Baalim. I want to put it all together. Let's start with the Chatas, okay? A Chatas that was shechted as a Chatas. I don't care if it was shechted for a different Chatas. Let's say a person is Chayev Chatas for eating Chaylev and he's Chayev a different Chatas for eating Dom. And we'll see later on that not everybody agrees with it, but including Rabba's own family. But this was his shita, that as long as Chatas was Nishkada L'shem Chatas, it's kosher. But if you shechted a Chatas as an Oila, then it's Psula, meaning Psula, totally Psula, not that it's all of the Baalim L'shem Chatha. But as the Mishnah says, Chatas Pesach is Pasach. I say the reason for this is my time. It says, V'shachat Otala Chatat. That was the makor of the din, that it has to be shechted Chatas L'shem Chatas. Can you answer me? Was the Chatas shechted L'shem Chatas? Yes, but the no but. Chatas L'shem Chatas is kosher. That's what I see from here. That's exactly what happened. Now, l'shem ola, pos, but not so posh. Omar Rava, a chata sheshachta al misha mechuyav chatatzula. But al misha mechuyav ola ksherev. You didn't change the name of the carbon. You changed the purpose of ownership of the carbon. Shinui Baalim. So now, I'm shechting Reuven's chatas for Shimon. Also, I'm shechting Reuven chatas for Shimon, who wasn't chayav chat. He was chayav an oila, and he had set aside an oila. Kosher. What? Yep. See what happens when you don't come to the Daf Yomi for a week? It all starts off with the theory of sets, mina, bar mina, machruba, lav bar mina, lo machruba, so on and so forth, that it turns out to be a potzer. Whole massive, wonderful discussion we had earlier. We were literally jumping out of our skins for joy. And what were you doing? Jumping out of your credit card in New York. So if you shekta talmish mechuyava ola sheira, but listen, did you see that shot on Richie's face? Was that a pleasure? Was that a pleasure? What? Outrageous, huh?
At least I'm awake.
Awake? Not only awake, ready to be shocked. That's awake. Wonderful. Wonderful. Alert. And so the reason I say this, says Rava, is my time. Vichiper alav. I know that the chatat needs to be brought specifically for the owner because it says alav, and alav means v'lo al chavero. However, whenever we use a stressed pronoun as a raya, it needs to be a member of some set that identifies it, him, and not the other guy. Okay, who's the other guy? Somebody climbing the Himalayas? No, somebody who is high of a carbon. But it would have to be somebody who's high of a carbon, dumya didei, that he's b'chuyav kapara kamoto. So now, we're selecting him, and not the other guy in this set that is mechuyev the same type of kapara that he's mechuyev. If that guy is not mechuyev the same type of kapara that he's mechuyev, he doesn't have a chiyuv of a chatas, and he set aside an oila. That's not a problem. So now we think we understand Rava. Just to make sure that Richie gets even a bigger shock on his face. V'yomar Rava, if you shech the chatas, however, for somebody who isn't mechuyev anything, then it's possible. Well, shattered. He's so shocked that he can't even reason.
Makes sense. I mean, you know, for nothing, then...
What do you mean? It's but we just said before, even in Iowa.
They did for an Ola, but at least, you know, talk about it. Some positive...
Well, that's really the answer. Chata Shoshokta Mishen Uchuyev Klum is possible. Why? There ain't no such thing as somebody didn't do anything wrong. So therefore, if we're shekling it for him, for sure he's Uchuyev Kapar.
Doesn't he have to be aware of what it is?
No. Really? She'ein lecha adam na'an anase. She'ein lecha adam b'Yisrael, she'ein Uchuyev ase. Yeah, he's done something he's missed, which he does know about. Or at least he did a general teshuva.
All right.
I'm so sorry.
Sounds like we're right. Now he did something. I don't want to do that.
V'yomar Rava, and this is based on my understanding that a chatas can be coming and serve as a kapora even on missing zman kriyat shma, on a bittel of a mitvat aseh. Chatat mechaperet al chayvei aseh mikal v'chomer. If it's mechaper al chayvei kritut, mechaperet al chayvei aseh lo kol shekein. Wait, you're driving me crazy. Lamemer lebat minahi. Now you're telling me that the fact that it would be able to be mechaper on a mitzvat aseh makes it an equivalent of the member of the set of b'chuyiv kapara kamoto. But a moment ago you said that a guy who's bringing an oila, even though by definition the oila is coming to be mechaper and an aseh, is a member of a different set. So how the heck is a guy who's not bringing any korban closer to being a member of the chatas set than the guy who's bringing an oila? So, lamemer debat minai, Amar Rava, did you not just say that a chatas shechta al mishu mechuyav chatat psula, but al mishu mechuyav ola kshera? Now that's inconsistent. Apparently, mitzvat aseh is not considered to be bar minai of the same set to be mitchaper. You see, mikiva lo mechapra, mikufya mechapra. The point of a chatas is you cannot bring a chatas for a kapor of an aseh. The kapor of the aseh is a byproduct. It's an ancillary kapor. The way we were talking yesterday about your sheim, it's a floating. It floats up to the top. That's the debris of the submarine that you destroyed. That was the Isser Kores. Now, whatever also comes up to the top, fine. That's also mitchaper. But that means that if there's something that's going to be mechaper on that other guy, then it's appropriate to say this chatat would have been mechaper on his kufya, that is Tevim and Yaseh. But once he sets aside a korban ayla, which is coming directly for these things, so now he does not need this chatas to be mechaper and mikufya. All of those things are now linked to his ola, and therefore he is less a member of the same set of chatas than if he would not be mechuyev anything. Now, moving on, says Rava, to Oila. V'yomar Rava, an Ola sheshachta shelo lishma, this we've already had at the beginning of the Masechta, once you shechted the Oila shelo lishma, don't think that you can now be coming along and continue to do the rest of the Avodah, so that the shame of the korban that you changed it to. So you said this Oila was a shalom, and you can't go ahead now and be Zerik the Dam for a shalom, and so on. Ibaite makro, ibaite mesvara, ibaite makro, then it's a neder. And the nedava can't be changed either, all like we had back at the beginning of the Masechta. And ibay de mesvara, which is just because mishum deshani ba all of this shinoi, so you should continue to be mishan, all the kiddush like we had at the beginning of the Masechta. Furthermore, an ola that is coming. coming now by your shin after the death of the father, liachar mita, that then as if you shech that oila for shlomim, so then b'shino keresh pasal. Pasal meaning again, that there is a chiev to bring it again. Why is there a chiev on the yoresh to bring it again? So Tosfos says earlier, there's a chiev for the yoresh to bring it only according to the Man Yomar, who holds that there's a shibud on the nechasim, that shibud of the oraita, on the nechasim of the father for the carbon. And therefore the yoresh, that shibud is still there, and they ask b'chiev to bring it out. But otherwise, who would the chiyuv be on? Why should they have a chiyuv? So b'shinui balim, however, if you change the name of the balim of the carbon, the balim is dead anyway. So therefore, there is no real balim on this carbon. And ein balim le'achar mitah, therefore, it's kosher completely, and they were yotzei, these yorshim were yotzei, whatever chiyuv they had. Rav Pinchas, Reder of Ami, Omar, yesh balim le'achar mitah. Not true. There's even balim le'achar mitah. Omer Vashler, Pekatri Ravami, Rebbe, do you mean Mame? Tafke ko Mamar? Yesh Balim Lachar Mita? And that therefore it wouldn't be Yoitz of the Chiyav and Uboila Tuye Olach Ride? Are you saying that he's Mamish needs to bring another Ayla because the original Chiyav wasn't Mekuyam? Or do you mean only as an aside? I'm not arguing. I just want to point out that a Yoresh is in a sense a Balim, because if there were a mitzvah say that he had been over, he would get at least Bikufya, he would get a Kapara on his own mitzvah say for having been the agent of bringing this Korban Oil. Or you mean literally that there's Mamish no Balim Le'ach? There is a Balim Le'achamita. Omale, I mean literally. Dafka Kamina. I'm tining that the Yoresh is a real Balim, and that therefore, if he didn't bring it properly, it's Shayach Apsul of Shinoi Balim. Once it's Shayach Apsul of Shinoi Balim, then you weren't Yaitse in bringing this carbon. Furthermore, says Rav, Ola is a Doron. The point of an Ola is that it's never coming for Kapora, ever, even when it's being brought on the Mitzvah Taseh. It's only that after a person does teshuva, so now he brings a gift that is meratzeh on the iserim that he did, on the fact that he did the iser, but on the etzem kapora of the iser, the oila is not coming for it. I'll prove it to you, because let me ask you something. Hey, Chidam, you're telling me a guy's bringing an oila for bissing zman kriyat shema. Did he do teshuva or not? Say, Chidam, either like a teshuva, if he didn't do teshuva, zevach rishayim toiva. You can't, a person who doesn't do teshuva knowing that he missed Zman Kriyat Shema is a Rasha. And the Torah is not going to accept this Eila. Now, some of the Achronim learned this means literally, this is what the Menachas Chinuch understands it, literally it wouldn't be kosher because of Zevach Rishayim Toeva. Others learn that a simple meaning, Zevach Rishayim Toeva here, is that you cannot expect that the very carbon that you're bringing in order to address what you did wrong when you don't care about what you did wrong is going to be Bechaper. That element of it is disgusting. Well, you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to look at it and say, he's a good guy. He's going through the motions of being Mechaper, he doesn't do Teshuvah. It's you can't be talking about the Lucky Teshuvah. And if he did Teshuvah, what does he need an oil for? V'atanya over ha-mitzvah taseh v'shav. Person was over on mitzvah taseh, the moment he does Teshuvah, lo zaz b'sham ha-chem o'chalim lo. So what would be the point of bringing the oil? Ela shmamina doronu. Clearly it's only coming as a gift to make up for the pain of how I hurt you by doing the wrong thing. Now I apologize. And I did a shuma. Now I want to bring you some flowers. So I bring you a carbon island. That's the point.
How does he do the shuma? What does he have to do?
Did you mean how many Ave Marias does he say? Is that what you mean? Would you like to join our Hilchas Tshuva shiurim? Vidui. Seriously, you could sit back and open up Hilchas Tshuva and read it. What do you mean, how does he do Tshuva? Is that supposed to be an answer on one foot? When the Rambam spent all of those years writing those rakim? My gosh. Tani Nami Hochi. Omar Rabbi Shimon. Chatat Lama Ba. What? What do you mean, Lama Ba? Lechaper. No, I mean, Chatat Lama Ba Lifnei Ola. Why is it, we learned before, the Chatat is always Rishona. Why is the Chatat Rishona? Look, the Chatat is the lawyer. The Chatat goes in, works out the deal, so to speak.
So all right.
In other words, we've agreed that there's going to be a Kapora. I did my tshuva, now the lawyer comes in, works out the deal, fine. Okay, so now we're ready to be makabel upon him. I mean, the melech is now, all right, fine. At least this guy is disbarred. Comes now the doron as a gift. So it's a marshal to a praklit shenichnas, ritsa praklit, nichnas ha-doron ha-charav. Yeah. Restoring the love. Chutz mina Pesach v'chatas. Now the last piece that we got to in the Mishnah is that the Korban Chatas and the Korban Pesach, as opposed to anything else other than Aliba the Rebbe Eliezer, the Korban Asham, those things are mabish pasul. How do we know this? Let's start off with the Pesach. Where do you get the idea that a Pesach is pasul sholo l'shma? Dichti. Now, at this point, we will see that the Gemara does not hold that the Zot HaTorah that we had before, lo lalam et kala chatat l'asham, since it doesn't mention Pesach, so it's not including Pesach. So that means if we're going to find out that the Pesach is pasul, we're going to need two levels of raya. One, that it's a mitzvah to do it lishma, and the other, that it's even ma'akif if you don't do it lishma. So we're really starting at zero at this point. In the end, we're going to see that we have a ribui in the hekesh as well. But right now, the assumption is there's no hekesh. So how do I even know that there's a mitzvah? Dichtiv shamor et chodesh aviv v'asita. So that means the Asita Pesach is kol asiyotav. Everything that you should do as a Korban Pesach. So it's not just to shomer the mitzvah in Chodesh Aviv by bringing the Pesach. It's to do it l'shem Pesach. Okay, that shinui kaid. How do I know that there's also a mitzvah shinui ba'alim? Shinui ba'alim minola? Dichtiv. V'amartem zevach Pesach hu. You have to say, this is the zevach Pesach. That means she takes Zvich L'Shem Pesach. Now, that's true, that means Shinui Kodesh. But I already know the mitzvah of Shinui Kodesh. So you may know any L'Shinui Kodesh. Today we need L'Shinui Bali. Fine. So now I know it's a mitzvah. How do I know La'akev? What makes me think that as opposed to all other karbonas, this, in fact, will be possible if it isn't brought L'Shma? How do I know that? Amakrov is Zavachta Pesach L'Shem Elokech. You see that the Zvicha has to be L'Shem Pesach. I already know that. Must be the Torah repeats it in order to tell me, as is necessary by Kachim, we need Shanala Vakatuv, we need repetition to be Ma'ak. Ma'aki Flor of Safra. That's not what I learn out from Zavachta Pesach L'Hashem Elokecha. Hi, the Zavachta L'Hashem Elokecha. What, to repeat a din to tell me Yikuba? It's a famous drasha what we learned from the Zavachta Pesach L'Hashem Elokecha. That's Reb Nachman. The Omar, Reb Nachman. Omar Rabba Baravu, amazing halacha. If you bring money from a Korban Pesach, or a Korban Pesach before the Zman of Pesach, or was left over after Pesach, you bring that money as a shlomim, a regular shlomim. How do I know that? Now that is the most absurd pasuk that you can imagine. The pasuk explained at great length that in order to bring a Korban Pesach, you have to bring it from a tzon. And all of a sudden, and bring a Korban Pesach from Bakar. You can bring a sheep, you can bring a goat, but you certainly can't bring an eagle. So what does this tell us? Mikan lemotara pesach shei ledavar haba minatzon minabakar. It's telling us that a pesach ultimately can take the place of a bakar, meaning a shlomim is the only thing that can be brought from anything. Zachar and Akeva, this mean, that mean. So that's what it's saying, is that a Pesach, when it's been brought as a Pesach, so then it has its specific halachas. But when it is a Pesach that is not being brought as a Pesach, that shalom is mano, as we saw in the Mishnah, then it would be a shlomim. My new shlomim. So anyway, that pasuk, that's definitely the primary meaning of that pasuk. Don't tell me that pasuk is coming la'akev. Where then do we know that a pasuk is coming la'akev? By the din of lishma, el amar of safra, you're right. V'zavachta pesach l'Hashem l'kach, that's as Reb Nachman said. Shamor et chodesh aviv, that, as we said before, is a mitzvah by shinui kod. V'amartem zevach pesach, that's shinui ba'alim for a mitzvah. Read the end of the post. V'amartem zevach pesach. Who? Ha! Who always means, as we saw yesterday, but it's an unnecessary pronoun. It must be what it is entirely and completely. So it's bahavayato. Who, therefore, is la'akev? And that ikuva is for anything. Benacha, benacha. It's got to be a Pesach as it's meant to be. I just told you what it's meant to be. It's meant to be a Pesach of that person. Shinei Kodesh and Shinei Baalim? No. If that's the case, it better be. Who? And if it isn't, then it's no good at all. Yeah, because it's whatever I told you needs to be, that's what it needs to be. Okay, fine, but that's zevach. If I read correctly, it's telling me that the shchita is possible. So now you've proved to me shchita. Okay, ashkan zvicha. Shar avadot minolabo. What about everything else? What about the Kabbalah? What about the Halacha? What about the Zrika? Where does it say over there that it's likuva? And don't try to tell me it's all the same. We already went to the beginning of the Masechta that each one of them has a mila over the other in certain issues. Well, I mean, oh, the gully gully. You know, I mean, once it already told me all of the asiyot have to be. And then by the Shomar Chodesh Aviv. And then it says in one of them, by Zvicha, that it's actually ma'akev. So that means that the asita pesach al Hashem Elokech is ma'akev. Ravashi says, okay, no, come on, there's no such thing as Hove Gully Gully. Hove Gully Gully Lam Rina. Let's look more closely at what's going on. The other Avodot, you know, how we know. The truth is you've been ignoring the Hekesh. The Hekesh is where it starts from. Ah, you'll say, but the Hekesh didn't mention the Korban Pesach. It does. Because the Hekesh continues in something that you didn't pay attention to. Zot HaTorah Lo Lala Mincha Lachatat V'la Hashem V'la Nilu'im V'lu Zevach HaShlamim. And continues the next passage. Asher Tziva Hashem Et Moshe Bahar Sinai B'yom Tzavoto Et B'nei Yisrael Lakriv Et Korbanayim. What other Korbanayim weren't mentioned? That's something to be marbe. The Korbanot that were not mentioned earlier, which is the Bechor, the Meiser, and the Pesach, which means that the Hekesh includes all Korbanos, even the Korban Pesach, although it wasn't mentioned in that first pasuk, mentioned in the very next pasuk. And therefore, it's still correct to say, Yishoah Katuv L'Shlamim, just like the Shlamim, Ben Shina Kedesh, Ben Shina Balan, Biden L'Mitzvah. Okay, now it's a given. Now let's take a look at what is new now. So now Shina Kedesh, Ben Shina Balan is certainly a Chiyav. And we now know what is the din of Zvicha by the Korban Pesach. V'amartam Zevach Pesach Hu is Ma'akev. So just like the Shlamim, there's no difference between one Aveda and another Aveda. There's a mitzvah and all the Avedas. So now it's being Hukash L'Zeh. So whatever that is, Bein Zvicha, Bein Shar Avodot, Lo Chilakta Be'em L'Mitzvah, it's telling you that they all have the same. That's not Kiva de Goli Goli. That's that the Hekesh tells me they're meant to be the same. Av Pesach is meant to be the same, other than in the things that were miyuchet for Pesach, which is that by Pesach, what in all of the cases was a mitzvah, is ma'akev. Therefore, lo tachalokbo, bein zvicha, bein shar avodot, la'akev by the Pesach. Hey, that's pretty good. So now what do I need the big who for? What are we going to do with that? I mean, we could make it a rock group if we wanted to, but we've got to find something for the who. Hello, who, Lamali? Aha. Who actually is coming to tell me another very interesting drasha? Look at Tanya. Pesach ne'mar bohu b'shchita. That's la'ak, right? Aval, Hashem lo ne'mar bohu el yachatrat emurim. Now what happened over there was that Rebbe Eliezer Tainas, as we're going to see very soon, that Hashem is only kosher l'shmo. And it's just like the Korban Pesach and the Korban Chat, right? So in the Mishnah, it didn't say how we know that. He learns it out from the word that it says Hashem hu. Rebbe Yoshua answers, and we've already seen this beautiful, beautiful deal, that over there it says v'iktir hakohen Hashem hu, that the very fact that when it came to the Korban Pesach it said zevach Pesach hu, and over here it says v'iktiro Hashem hu, that is to teach you that they are not to be compared. See, if it hadn't said the Korban Pesach, I would have said, okay, the Torah is just being Mimkala, Hashem hu, whatever it is. But now I take a look at the Korban Pesach, I say, look, if the Torah wanted you to know that there's a din, that something has to be what it is, by using the word hu, then it puts it into an act which is a requirement, Zevach. But if the Torah puts Hashem hu in the context of Hakara, whereas hu atzmo shor iktiro evarav, see, there was no way more to be martyred. They were all lost. They were all burnt up. They were all ruined. Tame, Yoitz, or whatever. Makes absolutely no difference. So how could the who be referring to Akhtarat Emurim? Couldn't be. Never ma'akim. Therefore, this context tells you that this who is not there for ikuva. Now that I know because of the contrast of Pesach. So it comes out that the who by Pesach is not coming to tell me that the Pesach is in kosher. It's coming to tell me that the Asham is kosher. That's the point. So, Mamela, I now have the who. Asham lo nema bahu. El ala yachrak tarat emurim. Vuhu atzmo shalok turu emurav would be kosher. So if it's coming to be Megala, what the din is by the Korban Asham. Omalei Rav Yosef, either Rav Shmuel or Rav Papa, Mihita, Rav Shimon, Leif, Beitin, Matnelian. The Omer of Idi Bar Avin, Omer of Amram, Omer of Yitzchak, Omer of Yochanan, Tmidim, Shalom, Tzuchul, Tzibur, Ladivir, Rabbi Shimon, Ein Niftin, Tmimim, Ladivir, Chachomim, Niftin, Tmimim, Vaod, Haboy, Mine, Rabbi Yom, Rab Zera, Sirei, Chatat, Shekibel, Damam, Bishneko, Sod, Atzera, Shekibel, Damam, Bishneko, Sod, Vizrak, Domo, Shalishon, Shady, Lama, Huba, Al Tumash Ura Ben Zrika Shalzer. Lizer. At Kan Lomi Boile Ella Ase de la Akashita. Avalase de la Akashalokabi Boile. Maybe it's an intim Saloma Kama. Itma. Todashi Shakta Vashem Todat Havero. Rab Amar Kshera Rav Chista Amar Psula. Rab Amar Kshera Todat Hashem Todat Nishkata. Rav Chista Amar Psula. The Nishkva Lashem Shlamin Dideka Baina. Omar Rabbi, Mino Amina Ladatan, Upsar Zevach Todat Shilamav, Biyom Akrivo Tzivcho, Abachonir Amar Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Bolala Meid, Todat Shishach Tadashem Shlamim Shira, Shlamim Shanishka Tadashem Todat Psulamai, Freshman Zelazer, Poshet, Todat Kriya Shlamim, Vein Shlamim Kriyam Todat, Shlamim Lashem Todat Psula, but Todat Lashem Todat Shira, meaning I would assume even the Chavre, nah, Bidei. So what are you then going to say? The Chavri Mai Psula. Adetani Shlomim L'Shem Todah Psula. Litnei Torah L'Shem Todah V'Koshke Shlomim L'Shem Todah. No, that's because Shlomim L'Shem Todah Didei Tzrichale. Sa'akadai Dramina. Mide Todah Kriya Shlomim. So maybe Shlomim also be Kriyan Todah. V'Chishach L'Shem Todah should be kosher. Even oil above L'Shem Chova. Kamash Malan. Amar Rabba, Chatat Shishach Hashem Chatat Kshera Hashem Ola Psula, my time of Shachat Ota Lachatat, Vari Chatat Hashem Chatat Vishachat, what do you want? Lashem Oila, and only Shem Ola Psula. We Amar Rabba, but Chatat Shishach Ta Ami Shemuchuyav Chatat is Psula because of Shinu Baalim. But Ami Shemuchuyav Ola is kosher. My time of Vichipar Alav, we're dashing Alav, Velo Chaviro, and that means Chaviro, Dumi Yedeh. ומחויב כפרה כמותו, ויאמר רבא, חטאת ששכת על מי שאינו מחויב כלום, פסולה, שאין לך אדם בישראל שאינו מחויב עשה. And of course, רבא הולך חטאת ומחפרת על חייבי עשה, מקל וחומר, על חייבי קריטות מחפרת, על חייבי עשה לא כל שכן. So now you're saying that it is בת מינה. I thought you said that chata shishach al misha mechuyev chatat is psula, al misha mechuyev ola is kshera, because it's not bar mine. Mikiva lo mechapra, mikufya mechapra. V'yomar Rava, Ola, sheshachta shalol lishma, asur lizrok dama shalol lishma. Ibai dem akro, ibai dem esvar, ibai dem akro, mozah, svatach adashmor, vasita kasher nadartu nidava, ibai dem asifara, mishum, dashana bakulaya, etc., etc., kereish pirka. V'yomar Rava, ila abali achar mita, you have it with Shakta Bashina Kedish is possible, but Bashina Balam is not a problem. It doesn't have a Balam. Bain Balam, Leachamita. Rapinchas, brother of Ami, Omer, Yesh Balam, Leachamita, Mother Vashi. Mama, she mean that? Rapinchas, brother of Ami, Dafka, come on, my Yesh Balam, Leachamita. To the point where you actually have to be boiled out to your Olach Rita, you're just saying that Yesh Balam in terms of getting a Kapar Mikufya, Odimini Ika Kama Sega Baby Chapra. Oh, Malay, no, I mean exactly what I say. Dafka kamina. V'yomar Rava Ola is a Doron. Echidame. Think about it. Ida leka teshuva, so then zevach rishayim toiva. V'ika teshuva, so then it was already mechaber, v'atanya. The idea is over on mitzvah tasei v'shav, lo zaz v'shem ha-shem ha-chlim lo, so what's he coming for? L'shma amina Doronu. Tanya nam yachem Rabbi Shimon, chatat lama ba? Lama ba? L'chaper. Chatat lama ba lifnei ola leproklit shenichnas ritsa proklit nichnas doron acharav chutz v'ha pesach v'ha chatat pesach minolam dichti
Shmoret Chodesh Aviv Ve'asita Pesach. This means kol asiyotav need to be l'shem Pesach. Okay, Ashkad Shinu Kaida, Shinu Baal Aminola, Dechti Va'amartem Zevach Pesachu, Shetezvich l'shem Pesach. Im eno inyan l'shinu Kedesh, tzneu inyan l'shinu Baalim, Ashkechan l'mitzvah, l'akev minola, v'amakov v'zavakta Pesach l'ashem alokecha. Marki for Rav Safra, Zavakta, L'ochu di'ata, Miboylek Rav Nachman. Yom Rav Nachman, Omer Rabba Baravua, Minayin l'motar Pesach, Shekorev Shlomi, Shenema v'zavakta Pesach, L'ashem alokecha, Tzonu v'karal. Alim Pesach ba'olam min ha'kvasim min ha'izim. Ela mikan l'motar Pesach, She'ledover haba, Min ha'tzonu min ha'kar, Min yu'ol Shlomi. Ela Omer Rav Safra, V'zavakta Pesach, is indeed as you say. Look at Rav Nachman. Shmoret Chodesh Aviv is the mitzvah b'shinu Kedesh. V'amartem Zevach Pesach is the mitzvah b'shinu Baalim. Who is lacking? Benocha, benocha. Okay, but that's only Zvicha. Shar Avodot Minolan, Hova Goli Goli. Rav Hashem, Hova Goli Goli Lomrinan. El Avodot Minolan, the truth is, the Hekesh is true for Pesach too. So zot haTorah lola la mincha v'lachatat v'lachasham v'lemiluim u'lezevach haShlamim, and then v'tanya b'yom tzavotot b'nei Yisrael akrivet korbaneihem. That it means all the other korbanot. That includes b'chor ma'aser u'pesach. So now we have the regular hekesh. Hikisho akatuv l'Shlamim, just like a Shlamim ben shinu kedesh ben shinu baalim b'inon, at least l'mitzvah. Afko ben shinu kedesh ben shinu baalim, we need the mitzvah. But now take it one step further. Uchi shlamim, ma shlamim ben zvicha ben shar v'dot lo chalak v'em le mitzvah. So to have Pesach, where we see zvicha is v'amartam zevach Pesach, so that now becomes a shana lava katuv la'akev. Therefore lo tachlo po ben zvicha le shar v'dot la'akev. Elo ulamali. Look at it, Tanya. Ne'amar b'Pesach. This is the teretz of Rabbi Yeshua to Rabbi Eliezer, who wants to learn out that Osham, who is ma'akiv by Osham. So ne'amar b'Pesach hu b'shvita la'akev. But by Osham, lo ne'amar b'uel aliyach rak torater emurin. Hu atzmo shlo k'turu emurav kasher. The who by Pesach is megala. How not to understand the who by Osham.
Following is the daf from the previous daf Yomi cycle. Fine. We are holding on. Daf Vav Amud Beis. So let us review where it is that we got stuck a little bit. We're trying to figure out whether a kapora of an eila is chal on some chait that happens, in an essay that happens after the time of the hafrasha. Now the ingenious proof that we brought that it's possible to be machapra on an avera that's l'achar hafrasha is from the din of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said that kivsei atzeres, or that tzeirei atzeres rather, are two, and what's the point of bringing two if they're both mechaper on Tumas Mikdash Vikadeshev? The only solution could be that they're mechaper on Tumas Mikdash Vikadeshev Bein Zelizet. And we made the assumption that they would be Mufrashim, the Korbanis, at the same time. Which means that if you're going to tell me that they're being mechaper even on Liachar HaFrosha, so then okay, and then it makes sense that there was a difference in which Chatoyim were done between the actual Shvita of one, the Shvita of the other. But if you're going to tell me that Lamaisa, the Hafrasha, is the point at which it ends, the Kapora, anything after that, it's not going to be Mechapra. So then they're both going to end up being Mechapra on the same thing because they're both Mufrashim on the same thing, and Rabbi Shimon hasn't explained himself. So Lechura, you see from there that you're Mechapra even on the Yachar Hafrasha. Says the Gemara, and the Gemara is dochit by saying that it could well be that we're talking about a case where the Hafrasha is done separately. You bribe one of the Seerim today and the other Seerim tomorrow, so there's an afkamina between that time.
But maybe Ein HaSinami, Achar HaFrasha, there is no kapara. Now the Gemara was troubled by that because it seems to be a crazy way to assume the pasuk is referring Dafka to a case. The Shnei Tzirim Dafka is that they have to be Mufrashim separately. And the solution to that problem was the fact that since we're dealing with a Korban Tzibur is something that is defined by Beis Din. That Lamaisa, we're not miyachid it in the beginning, because remember, it's all brought from the same money, from the Trumas HaLishka. And therefore, what makes it the Korban of the Sayer for Shavuos in this case? At the time of the Shechita, that's what defines it. If that's the case, then it's always going to be that the Hafrasha is separate. But meanwhile, we don't have a Raya to tell me what the din would be if, in fact, the Hafrasha was at the same time, whether there would be a Kapora on the Chatoyim that were done between the Hafrasha and the Shechita. Now, all of this was based on the assumption, at least the way that we phrased it, was based on the assumption that Leiv Beis Din Masnali, that the Beis Din can be Kaveya definitively how it is that we're supposed to view the nature of the Korban that is done for the Tzibur. The problem today that the Gemara is bothered by is Amalei Rav Yosef Bereda Rav Shmuel Rav Papa. Rav Papa was the one who tainted that Leiv Beis Din is Masnali and by Korbanos Tzibur. And therefore, we could say Sakin Moshe Chatan Lefi Mashehim, for whatever they're meant for. Tainas Reb Yosef Bereda Reb Shmuel to Reb Papa. That's all very nice, except that this is Rabbi Shimon. It happens to be that Rabbi Shimon is good for the shita that does not hold of Leiv Beis Din Masnali. Why do we know that? The Omar Ravidi Barovin Omar of Amram Omar of Yitzchok Omar of Yochanan. The difference between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon in terms of Leiv Beis Din Masnalayim is expressed in the question of if you have Tmidim, Shalohu Tzurchula Tzibur, what happens? You know, we always have to have extra Tmidim that are in the Lishkas HaTzloim. As we give a few days advance to check over the Korbanos, they shouldn't have Mumim. So that by the end of the year, there's extra Korbanos that are in that Lishkas HaTzloim. Because we always have, in order that we should have mitulaim, we should have ones that are ready to be brought. So if you have things that are left over, what do? You can't bring them now for the karbonis that are after the Rishon LeNisan, because you have to bring the Torah says, Chadesh v'havei mitruma chadasha. So you can't be paid of them because they have their tmimim. And what do? Says Rabbi Yochanan pointed out that Ledivrei Rabbi Shimon, who doesn't hold of Leiv Beis Din Masna, ain't niftin tmimi. You'd have to wait until they get a mum, and then you could take the money and you can use the money now for other korbanos. Mashenkin, according to the Chachamim, niftin tmimi. You can simply buy them now with the money from the Lishka Chadasha. Say, how could I do that? How can I'm ending up being paid as something that doesn't have a mum? It's not a problem. Because since Leiv Beis Din was Masnalayim, the Tanai was that when we bought them with the Das, that if they're needed, so then we want them to be Kadesh with Kedushas HaMizbeach. And if not, it's Kedushas Damim Bialma, that it's, and you can buy it for whatever you want. It belongs to Kadesh to be purchased. And now we'll purchase it from the Truma Chadasha. No, they'll become now Kodesh with the Kedusha of the Truma Chadasha. In other words, we're going to rebuy them. All we have to do is be paid to them, rebuy, use this money now from the Truma Chadasha to rebuy them. With new money. Yeah, the money that is exchanged for the Kedusha's Damim will be used for whatever we want to use it. And the new money from the Truma Chadasha will be repurchased now that they're cooling.
Left over.
But this is not a carbon, that's the point.
So the year passed, and now they
weren't used. So now the Lev Beis Din, now it turns out that retroactively it was never a carbon.
So now we rebuy them for the next year.
We could rebuy them for the next year. We just need to take off the Kedusha's Damim, and the value of the Damim that came from the old, that we use for whatever we use the Shiur
HaLishka. It doesn't have to be within Shabbat, or
Shabbat, or even fine, it's only one day older, when nothing changed. We have a one day older carbon, no?
Yeah, but
So what do we do with it? We can repurchase it.
But Rosh Hashanah, doesn't it become the next year over?
No. I'm talking about over here, it's Rishon LeNissan. There's no problem with the carbon at all.
How can there be a machlokes whether there's lev and basin? I mean, either the basin was mas or not.
No, the question is whether that works. Because is there a concept of lev basin being able to maintain the kedusha, so to speak, hovering until it's required? So apparently Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of that. Now, the truth is that there are two levels to this lev basin. Tosus doesn't hold that there's two levels. Rashi, Tosus points out, this is the in Rashi over here, the truth is that this din, which makes the previous Gemara a little bit confusing, Sakin Moshe Chatan L'Mashahein, is true even only with Rabbi Shimon. In which case, the complaint over here of lev basin is more a complaint on the way you introduced Rabbi Shimon. Because Sakin Moshe Chatan can be that Lamaisa, we never say it should be anything. It doesn't require lev basin masna. It means that we're saying whatever it is that we use this for, it shall now become kodesh for that thing. What's wrong with that? You don't need a lev basin at the same level as the case over here in which you could say it's not kodesh bechlal for kedushas mizbeach. It's kodesh for kedushas mizbeach. I can't be paid it. Fine. Now, what kedushas mizbeach? The sakin defines which kedushas mizbeach. We have 20 korbanos sitting over here. Some of them are going to be used for musafir. Some of them are going to be used for the dinim of the yom. Some of them are going to be used for tamidim. Some of them will be used for kayetam mizbeach. Whatever it is, that's what we'll use it for. And at that point, we'll define it. So the emes, Rabbi Shimon, can also be made to the actual din that we said before. A pool, exactly. Yep. So divrei chachamim niftin tmimim. First of all, that bothers me. The od aboy mirabiyumi rabbi zera. And besides, I don't understand how you want to compare the din of Rabbi Shimon to the question that Rava raised before. What was the question that he raised? Whether it's possible between the zman of the hafrosha and the time of the shechita to say that at the time of the Shechita, it'll be Mechaper on Averis that were done after the Afrasha. Fine. Did anybody raise the issue about whether it would be Mechaper even the after Shechita? No. It was only up until the time of the Shechita, correct? So then explain to me why it is that we took for granted over here, Lechora, I mean, with this idea of Rabbi Shimon, Seiri Atzeres Shekibel Damen B'Shnei Kosot. So you have now your two kosos, that you were makabal the dam of the Shnei Seirim. V'nizrak damosha rishon, you pour out the first kos, yeah? The way you're supposed to, put it on the mizbeach. Now you have the second kos in front of you. What's the point of bringing the second kos? Sheni lama huba. I mean, over here it's certainly talking about le'achar shvita, right? And I have the two kosos in front of me. So the kapara is done at that point. Why am I bringing now the second kos? So he answered him, Al Tuma, Rabbi Zera says, Al Tuma Shura ben Zrika Shalzeh, L'Shalsheh. And that's outrageous, because Ad Kan, Lomi Boy La Yala, Esa de la Shchita. And Esa de la Acher Hafrosha, Lor Kami Boyle. Yeah, over here now, what is his question? Things that happened after the Shchita, between the Shchita and the Zrika, and nobody even questions. Definitely, le'achar hafrosha, between hafrosha and the shechita, that's not the point. That I understand. I'm only questioning what the din would be between the two zrikas. So, how did that happen? No, man. Nobody ever said that that's the only question. What Rabbi Zera may be talking about, the whole point of Rabbi Yirmiyahu and Rabbi Zera's conversation, is sort of an imtim tzeloma kama. In other words, let us assume for a moment that the explanation of Rabbi Shimon is indeed the way you think. Not that we're going to be mafreshed at separate times, that we have lev bezvin masna, that we have sak and moshe chatan, but Eda Tinami, the way to read Rabbi Shimon is the way you thought Rabbi Zera is reading Rabbi Shimon. That we have the difference between the time of the Afrosh and the time of the Shechita. What Rabbi Zera could be saying is like this. Let us assume that that's true, in which case we would then have the answer to our Abaya. And the din is that without leif beis din and anything else, a korban is indeed mechaper on averis that take place between the hafrosha and the shechita. Let's assume that for a moment. Question would be, would you also be willing to say that it would be mechaper even liachar shechita if there was tumas mikdash v'kadesha between the shechita and the zrika, because after all, the real kapara is the zrika. So would you be willing to say that too? That's the question. But it doesn't mean that he's necessarily saying it's absolute that this is the way to read Rabbi Shimon. It could be the way to read Rabbi Shimon is the way you were suggesting, that we really need to do a separate afrosha. But let's assume that that's not the way. Let's assume that you don't need to do a separate afrosha. How far are you willing to go? Rabbi asked, "Aeser liachar afrosha." That doesn't mean it has to be limited by shechita. Maybe he means even liachar afrosha betul zrika. So the truth is, you can't bring a raya over here. We're just talking about what may be. As far as understanding the reality of it, I mean, there's all types of possibilities. Rabbi Shimon might understand the pasuk to mean that you're mechuyev to do a separate afrosha. Ah, you'll say it's a little bit dochuk to read that the shnei seir. So what? So it's dochuk. That's the way it is. Or Rabbi Shimon may hold that leif beis din is maser in terms of at least sakin moshe chatan l'mashein. So it's only good until shechita. Or he may hold, as Rava suggests, maybe even on a tumas migdash v'kadeshav up until the time of zrika would be mechaper. I don't know. So we leave now this abaya essentially hanging, as we haven't had an absolute clear response.
Why doesn't anybody say that that's the menu?
That's fine. Well,
if you have half,
because we know that you don't need to. Because every one of the Seirei HaRegolim, as we saw in Shavuos, is Mechaper and Tumas Migdash V'Kedeshah. The Musaf of Atzeres is no different than any other Musaf. It comes from the same Pasuk. It's not a new carbon. This is another carbon that's being brought because of the Yom, not because of the Musaf. It's not Shaykh to say that these two Karbanos are one Karbon. They're coming for completely different purposes and they each fit within a different set. Nonetheless, Rabbi Shimon is finding that they're both coming out to this Migdash V'Kedeshah. But it certainly doesn't mean the two of them are a pair to be Mechaper. That's for sure not true. Fine. Continues the Gemara. Itmar. Here's a new din. Teida sheshachta l'shem todat chaveiro. Now, look how beautifully the Gemara is constructed. Until now, we've discussed the question of Shinui Kedesh and Shinui Baalim. We know that there's a tremendous difference between Shinui Kedesh and Shinui Baalim, because Shinui Baalim is only shayach for a machshava on the Zrika. Because it's only the Zrika where the Baal's shame is important. Now that doesn't mean that you can only make a Shinui Baalim at the Zrika. You can make a Shinui Baalim at the Shechita. But it would have to be a machshava at the Shechita as to what it is that the Zrika is going to be for. So I'm checked in this korban, almanas to be machata, meaning at the time of the Zrika, it's going to be for so-and-so.
Right.
Well, it's not a Shinui, but what's the track? There is no shame violin on the Shechita. What has nothing to do with him? It makes no difference who it's for. It's the only the Zrika Tadah that's the essence of the Baal's connection to it. So now, and that is another sub-theme that's going through it, which is the question of Mikufya Machapa, or whether Mikiva Machapa, right? Now, let's take a look first on the central theme. Here, we're introducing Taina's Rabbah, was in a moment. We're introducing a Shinui Kedesh that is, its mocker is in the relationship of the Baal to the Korban, but it's not a Shinui Baal. Meaning what? Suppose I do a Shechita, and only the Shechita, of somebody's Teda for someone else's Teda. Now, since I'm only doing a Shechita, I certainly do not mean that second person should be mechaper with it. Because the shechita is not a mechaper anyways. There's nothing to do with it. So essentially, what am I saying? I'm saying that this toda is actually a different sort of toda. This toda, which is the toda of Reuven, is actually a different sort of toda. It's the toda of Shimon. That has nothing to do with Shinui Baalim. It sounds like Shinui Baalim. But it's a Shinui Kedesh that is created by Shinui Baalim. Is there a difference of kedusha, of sort, of type, in the nature of a teda that is being brought by an individual? Now, the question as to whether this is a general thing and not a general thing is a machlokas Rashi and Taisvis.
Taita says this is something that is unique to Taita. And Shlomim, and we'll see, because it's Mokers and Shlomo. The reason is because these are karbonis that very much reflect the Bialim's involvement in the korban. He's the Yoiko, and he has it for his tachlis, it's being brought, and so on. It's nothing that the Torah is keveya. Hashem came other karbonis, it's not shayfri, what's the difference? I mean, he's bringing a chayva, and that's all. So Rashi learns once we would keveya this halacha by Toda, it would be true about any karban. But in any event, it's a brilliant question. The relationship of the shame of the Bialim affects, possibly, the Kedusha itself. And it's a Rab or Maksheva. Rab says the Bialim has nothing to do with the name of the korban. Rav Chisda says, no, it's possible. Rab or Maksheva, so let me see what the problem is. It's a Taita. So it's Taita L'Shem Taita. Who cares whose Taita it is? So it's Taita L'Shem Taita Nishkata. What would be the Psula over here? Rav Chisda or Maksula. Because L'Shem Shlomim Didei Be'inai. We'll see from the Torah that when you check the carbon, it's not just that it's a generic name of a carbon Taita or carbon Shlomi. It has to be his unique Shlomi. Rava says, I'll prove to you that there's no such idea. That a Taita is a Taita is a Taita. Minamina la, the time. Uvsar zevach todat shelama, beyom hakrivo et zivcho. Now what is this all about? So Avachoni namar mishum evlezer bolal amein, Toda sheshachta l'shem shlamim k'sheira, shlamim sheneshchatu l'shem toda psulim. As we saw earlier in the Masechta, that if you shech the teda and say you want it to be a shlamim, that's not called shinui kedush. But if you shech the shlamim to be a teda, that is a shinui kedush. When we say posel, it doesn't mean mamish posel. It means shalai olu l'balim l'shem chov, as it always does in anything but Pesach in Chatas or Kodesh Rabbi Eliezer in Asha. My hefresh being zelazem, what's the difference between shechting a teda as a shlamim or shlamim as a teda? Very clearly, that's the point of todat shlamav. The shlamim includes the teda, and therefore teda is kriya shlamim. But the toda does not include the shlamim, and therefore ein shlamim kriyim toda. Fine. Now, here's my idea. My idea, kid, says Rava, the whole point of this pasuk, according to the Brayta, is to tell me that a shlamim that is nishchat, the shem teda, is pasul. That means very clearly that teda, that shachat, the shem teda, is kosher. Obviously. I mean, because it's a much greater distinction to say shlamim l'shem teda. So, if it were possible to shech the teda l'shem teda and still be pasul, isn't that what you got to teach me? What are you telling me is shlamim l'shem teda? There's even cases of teda l'shem teda. Therefore, I'm saying it's shlamim l'shem teda that's psula, but a teda l'shem teda is kshera, no? Now, when you say a teda l'shem teda, what do you mean? There's two possibilities. You could say Reuven's teda, thinking that it's Shimon's teda, not the negiah the kaporet, it's not shinui galim, but the negiah the shame of the korban. So it's only negiah the shechita, not the zrika. Or you could say a guy got out of the hospital. And he came up from a trip overseas. Now both of those are Machayev Taitas. We learned that out from Tehillim. We have Arba Tzurkim Taitas. I have in mind the same guy's Taita, but for the different reasons. For his getting out of the hospital. It's also a shinui of the type of Taita. Now, it seems to me, my love, I mean, that we'd be talking about any case, even a very strong distinction in the Taita, changing it to Chavre, from Reuven's Taita to Shimon's Taita. Says Rav Chisda to him, why? How do you know? Maybe when it says Taita L'Shem Taita, that's your dear. The implication over here is that Taita L'Shem Taita is Kshera, is only if it still belongs to the same guy. But if it's his hospital Taita instead of his ship Taita. But if it would be for the other guy, it would be possible, maybe. Says Rav Chisda, lo, didei. Ah. Says Rabbi, okay, fine. So what are you saying now? That Abu Dhabi, what would be if it was the other guy's Taita? My Psula. So then instead of the bride teaching me the Kiddush that only if it's a Shlomi L'Shem Taita, it's possible, you could have told me a big Kiddush that even if it's a Taita L'Shem Taita, it's possible as long as it's Taita Chaveret. So Adatani, Shlomi L'Shem Taita Psula, tell me the bigger Kiddush. Lisne Taita L'Shem Taita, the Kol Shekin Shlomi L'Shem Taita. Says the Gemara. It's an idea if it wouldn't be in the context of coming to explain the pasuk. What's the whole point of this brisa? The whole point of this brisa is to contrast Todat Shlamav to Shalmei Todotav, essentially. I mean, that the whole point that we're making in the Diyak here is to tell me that a Taita is Ikrei Shlamim, and a Shlamim isn't Ikrei Taita. Now, you're saying there's no condition, but there's a tremendous condition that. And that's what we're coming to say. The Tana is Shlamim L'Shem Taita the day Yitzrich way. He's trying to prove the relationship of Shlamim to Taita. Because Salka Da'atech Amina, I might easily have come to the conclusion that if a Taita L'Shem Shlamim is kosher, the same guy. So then a Shlamim L'Shem Taita is also kosher. I mean, what you're saying is that they're equivalent. Therefore, Kamash, I need to make the diak of Todat Shlamav, something that are not equivalent. One subsumes the other. But that doesn't mean that the lower one subsumes the bigger one, obviously. That's the point of the Kiddush. It doesn't mean that you can learn from here to imply that Ha Taita L'Shem Taita is kosher. It's a quite wrong diak. It's ignoring what the point of the brisa is. So let's say that inside. So, Kadatech Amina Minitaita Kriya Shlamim, Shlamim Nani Kriya Taita. In which case, v'chishachat of the shem teida, as long as I'm not changing the shame of whose it is, v'shech the shlomim l'shem teida lichshu. It should be kosher, meaning it should be all of the shem valley. L'shem chovan. Kamash malan, that no, even though the teida l'shem shlomim is kosher, as long as it is, though, I'm tanning, says Rav Chisda, as long as it is. Rabbi says, what's the difference? But as long as it says Rav Chisda, okay. But on the other direction, a Taita, a Shlomi L'Shem Taita, even if it says, it'll be Pusim. Amar Rav. And this is also we saw before earlier in the Mizrachta. But here we're going to expand on it. Chata Shishachta L'Shem Chatat is Kshera. As long as you shech the Chatas for a Chatas, it's kosher. It's only if you change it for something else. You change it L'Shem Eil. So then it's Psula. So in other words, there is here another, what we've done is we've opened up now the door to a more strict definition of Kedesh. What do we mean by Shinoi Kedesh? So now we discuss the possibility of Shinoi Kedesh in terms of a different Bialim, a Shinoi Kedesh, not Shinoi Bialim. Then we got into the question of whether it's possible a Shinoi Kedesh in terms of the application. Is this a Taita for coming out of the hospital? Is this a Taita for coming out of the Yam? The same question really would concern a Korban Chatas. The person's chayav two separate korbanos. Maybe as a chatas chaylev, he has a chatas bam. So if I shech the chatas, and there's two different things, I shech the chatas for the wrong guy. So it could be a chatas l'shem chatas, but not to be miskapra, the other guy should be miskapra, or for a different purpose.
Who's the one who makes the kohen who shechs?
The kohen. What he knows is unimportant. He doesn't have to know anything. He's supposed to keep his nose out of it, so that way won't get us into trouble. This is one of these frumi kohanim. He knows better than the best. So he gets confused. That's what happens all the time with these guys. They're both attacking and until Mikalko. So now, the question over here would be, if I shech the chatas for another chatas, yes, this is for now for a different purpose here. So the question is, that's not a shinui because it's chatas l'shem chatas l'chare for the way Rava views things. But if it's l'shem eila, then it would be puzzle. Because take a look, what's the mocker of the, here it means of course puzzle mamish, because by chatas it's puzzle. And what's the whole mocker by chatas of the psul? It says, v'shachat ota l'chatat. Okay, so he did. Chatat, l'shem chatat nishchata. What does it say more than that? It says chatat ala chatat. L'shem ola psula. But here, if it's not shechet for a chatat, then it's possible. V'yom ha-rava, furthermore, says Rava, should know that in terms of being mishana, the shame of a chatat, it's also only possible if you shechted it for someone who was a balim of a chatat. If I want to make a shinui bialim, I can't make an arbitrary shinui bialim. I can't say, I'm shechting this chatas for so-and-so, when that so-and-so is a mukliyah b'chatas. It's a joke. There is no such chatas that's owned by so-and-so. So when you make a shinui bialim, it's an invalid machshava. It's as if you thought nothing. So therefore, Taina's Rava, if you shech the chatas al misha mukliyah b'chatas, only then is it possible because of Shinoi Bialim. But if you shechter al Misha Mechuyav Ayla, so then it's kosher. You didn't do anything. I'll show you from the pasuk. My time. V'chiper alav, as we saw before, v'chiper alav is the raya that shinoi bialim is also ma'akev b'chatas. Right. So that means the lashon is alav v'lo chaveiro. And we know that whenever the Torah uses the idea of to him as opposed to, it's always in parallel. It has to be as opposed to someone who would be like you. So just like mahu is mukhiyav kapara avachata, so viday is the mukhiyav kapara kamoto. It has to be someone who's mukhiyav the same level of kapara. But if he's not going to get anything out of your katas, then that's not called a shinui b'alim b'chol. It's just like thinking about nothing. Actually, no. That's not really correct, because as Tosis points out, we were Deicha, the original Svar of Rahava. Over here, Rav Chista ended up with the one who's capable of saying that it's Tzua. So that even if we assume over here that Rava ends up agreeing to Rav Chista, this is still a valid question in terms of Chatas L'Shem Chatas Chel L'Shem Chatas Dan. But not necessarily are we talking about the same issue. But let's assume we are. So what?
So why, I'm not sure why I have this initial Mishim Mechui.
No. That's Shinui Bialim.
Just by it.
That's real Shinui Bialim. No. Nishkata Amanat, in other words, it's a real Shinui Bialim. I want someone to be Mitzkaper with Mitzkaper.
But he doesn't mean that. When he says, Shashapulashim Chatas Shera, right? And then, at the beginning of the
Bible. Because that's what I'm saying, because that one really means Chatas Chelev L'Shem Chatas Dam. So I don't have to be Medayag Ad Tidekach to say, you know, Shanishkata, but not Lazrika. Yomar Rava, Chatas Shanishkata, Al Misha Eino Mechuyav Klum is Psula. Now, this is an amazing thing. If it was Shachta Shashachta L'Shem Eila, so then it would be, we said, someone who is not Chayav Chatas Kamesa. So then that would be considered a something that's completely off the Al Misha Mechuyav, certainly that's off the wall. He has to be Chaver Dum Yadidei. So now there's something strange over here. If he's Mechuyav and Ayla, so then we're saying that he's not Mechuyav Kamesa. But if he's not Bukhuyav Anayla, then he is Bukhuyav Kamaisa. Why? She'en lacha adam, but Yisrael she'en Bukhuyav Asay. So if he's Bukhuyav Asay, so then he was over on an Asay, so he's Bukhuyav Anayla for the Asay. So he should be the same as Shechting a Chatas for Anayla. And you said Shechting a Chatas for someone who's Bukhuyav Anayla is a love, the law of Kaveiro Dum Yadidei, that it wouldn't possible. So what does Rava mean? What Rava means is because since V'yoma Rava, this is how Rashi learns this word. The two are connected. V'yoma Rava, Chatas mechaperes al chayvei asei. The point over here is that a chatas would be mechaper on a chayv asei. Therefore, if you had an eila that you were mechayv yourself in for your asei, then the chatas is not connected to your asei, because all of your aseis have become now connected to the eila that you were mechayv. Then it wouldn't be false, because it's not Dum Yadidei. But someone, if you had brought a chatas for him who wasn't Mechuyav and Ayla, then that chatas would be Mechaper on his Aseis. And since they'd be Mechaper on his Aseis, so then he is Mechuyav Kapara Kamaiskra, because he has Shaifis for the Korba Chatas. So amazing halacha. Because we call the Chaymer. If Al-Khaybe Kritut Mechaperet, Al-Khaybe Aseva Koshigain. So, I mean, how could it not be Mechaper on it if it's even Mechaper on Chayav Krisus? What? So what are you saying now? Lamim or Debat Minayi? You're getting me very confused. Now you're saying that the Chiyav of an Asay is considered to be Bat Mina Mechatas. But Rava just said, Chata Shashak Amisha Mechuyav Chatas Psula. But Amisha Mechuyav Ayla Ksheya. So that means that the Kapor of an Ayla is not the Bar Mina of the Chatas, right? No. Not right, because mikiva lo mechapra, but mikufya mechapra. The point over here is The Chatas is not a competitor of an Ayuma. Because the Kviyut of the Chatas is to be Mechaper on the Kiyuf Koras, not on the Nasai. Therefore, if Lamaisa there is an Ayla, then that Ayla, being as it's going to be Mechaper Mikiva, you cannot say that the Kapor of the Chatas is considered to be Barmina. Because a Kapor Mikiva is different than a Kapor Mikufia. That's how many learn. It was before. There were some Achrayim that understood before the Nafkaminim between Mikiva and Mikufia, and I promised you we would speak about this then. The Nafkaminim between Mikiva and Mikufia is only in terms of, is this the essence of the carbon, or is it just a floating type of kapara that comes along with it? However, in terms of the actuality, the kapara would be the same. But over here, it's insufficient to say that, Lukhara. Because what you need to say is, having once defined the kviyas of the kapara by an ayla, it's possible for me to get a type of kapara that the chatas will not cover. Because if it's stam a floating kapara, what do I care? And the bottom line is, if I got around to bringing a chatas before an ayla, it'll be a makapra and everything. What am I? There's a magical kviyas. The Torah was never kviyas, the ayla is the makapra. There's never b'chayiv me on the makapra. If the mice I brought a chatas, it's going to be a makapra and everything. So what's wrong if they've been Mechaper on that? Oh, the pshat is that having been Kaveya now an Ayla, I'm talking about a level of Kapara that I won't get from the Chatas. So if I haven't Kavana that this should be this guy's Kapara, it's not this guy's Kapara. He needs his Ayla to be Mechaper on it. Because only that is Mechaper Mikiva. So Mikiva lo Mechaper, Mikufia Mechaper. And that's not the netter part, it's the actual Ritsui part.
Ritsui of the Ola besides what the Chatos would have cleaned up, an Ola would have cleaned up?
An Ola cleans up more.
Because it was specific, it's the
No, it doesn't have to be because it's more specific, because it functions in a different way. We'll see. We're going to see. The Gemara is going to get right into this, actually. I mean, as usual, pretending to be involved in something else, but Lamaisa, it's going to address this issue momentarily. Ve'ola Rava, Ola Sheshachta. This is the same maimed that we had at the beginning of the parak, but since we're bringing now together the Yukim of Rava in the Shinui Kedesh and Shinui Bailin, so we're bringing it again. Ola Sheshachta Shalol Lishma, Asur Lezvot Tama Shalol Lishma. Ibai Zei Makro, Ibai Zei Mitzvah, Ibai Zei Makro, Motzis Vasech Dishmor, Ve'asit HaKashon Adat, and Adav, and we say what? It's a matter, Ela Im Kamashon Adat, etc., etc. The Gamer, and so on. It's a generation period in the way we had it before. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. Amar Rav. Now, furthermore, Ayul Ahabo Liachar Misa Sheshofta B'Shinui Kedesh Psula B'Shinui Bailin Kshera De'ein Bailin Liachar Misa. Also, something we discussed before. There's no such thing as Shinui Bailin Liachar Misa. Is there no Bailin? Comes along the Pinchas of Greater Avami and says, no, not true. Yesh Bailin Liachar Misa. In other words, the one who's bringing it is considered to be the Bible. Omalei Ravashi Rapinitas Breda Ravami. Do you mean that? Imamish? Dafka Komar Mahish Bailam Lakamisa? So, in other words, what you'd be saying is that now that this Ela was Kavu as his Ela, if he now is Mishana the Shame, he actually be Mukhiyev to bring another Korban in its place. Because it's as if this is his Korban. So, then you're saying, Boy, let's see you, Ola Achrita? You're saying, Adkede Kakri, is Bukhuyev in an Ola now? Oh, Dilma, do you mean that the Iika Kama Sega Be Mechapra, all you're saying is that since Lamaisa in bringing this carbon, he ends up being Mechapra on any assay that he had, which is something we discussed the day before, about the Mikufya Mechapra Lagabe the Yoresh, we were talking about Milema, the Iika, we were talking about the Yoledas. So maybe that's true about the Yoresh of the Yoledas. But if there's some assays by him, so also get a kapara. So maybe that's all you mean, but not, I mean, Mamish, that he's a Bailin, and Loyola the Bailin, Mishan Kreva, and now he's going to have to bring the carbon. Is that what you're saying? And he said to him, Hamalei Dafka Kamina, I'm going all the way with this. I mean to say that he is literally a Bailin, and the Torah gives it to the Yoresh that he should be now a Mishaper. And therefore, if it's done wrong, he has to bring another carbon. V'yomar Rava, and furthermore, Rava says, and this is where the Gemara is addressing the issue that we said before. You should know that an oila never comes for a kapora. Even though it's mechaper, its function is not to be a mechaper. Its function is that it's a gift. It's a dering. Because, think about it. How could it be a mechaper? Think about it. What's the case that it's a mechaper? If it's talking about the leka tshuva, the guy never did tshuva. So then his oila couldn't possibly be a mechaper because it's zevach v'shem toiva. So it's not possible to get a kapora on someone who hasn't done teshuva. And if he did teshuva, he did get teshuva. Hatanya, we know it says beferish in the brisa. Aval mitzvah to say v'shav, lo zaz v'sham atshemo chalim lo. So he already got the mechila at the moment that he did teshuva. So what does he need the carbon for? So mamonim shakon, oila cannot be bechaper on a mitzvah to say it's impossible. So therefore, what is it? When we talk about the oila being a mechaper on an essay, what do we mean? What we mean is, not that it's the primary mechaper, but that it's the conclusion of the kapora. Shema mino doronu. It's got to be a gift. Tanya Nami Yochi, the Brisa basically explains, Om Reb Shimon, chatas lom haba. What? Chatas lom haba. No, I mean, lom haba lifnei olah. We have a chatas in an oila, so we know that we have to bring esachatas rishona, we learned that before, always. Why is that? Because it's a marshal to a praklit shenichnas. Ritza plak praklit, once the praklit now takes care of whatever he has to do. Okay, so the lawyers took care of their stuff. Because he brought in the chatas. Now what? Okay, so now we handled the outstanding issues. Now do we not have to reassert the relationship? That's a different issue, right? So after that's completed, nichnas doron acharav. The doorbell rings, there's a gift of flowers and so on. And so that, in other words, it shows we've made up. So in every element of kapara, there is also something that is hanging in terms of the relationship, which is needed to be gemer the kapara. And that is true of the nature of an eila. So if it's the oila when the oila is coming for the chatas, we see it very clearly. If that's certainly not the oila that's doing mechaper. But if that's the case, it makes sense to say it's exactly the same thing when the oila is being mechaper on an essay. Since it's all that's needed, we view it as the essence of the kapara. It was having done the tshuva, it's all that's needed. So that's what's left. But it's not a chova because its essence is the doron. In making it a chova, you would destroy the doron in a sense. I kind of, this is the mocker of the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet, the Milchus Truva, in which he says that the Arba Dargis of Kapora include Ein Azaz Mishamat Shemer Chlima. So what's it trying to say Kapora? And it's not Shemer Chlima, there is no Kapora. If you don't need a Kapora, you only need Mechila. And that's the only time in the entire first parak, which is dedicated to Kapora, the second parak that talks about Mechila, the only place in the first parak that talks about Mechila is in the Gidre of the Arba Kaporis. If you recall, remember this day. So it's Shayach Ad Shemer Chlima in the middle of the Mischaprin. So Lechora, you see from here that whatever needs to be cleansed is called the Kapora. So even though when it comes to an assay, there is no outstanding evil that ever needed to be cleansed. Because on an assay, there's no assertion of Ra. When there's no assertion of Ra, I don't need to clean it. I only need to be Michael. But whatever has been ruined in the relationship of my having been the cause of that requires a kapora on that level of kapora. That's also called kapora that we see from here. So even though the doron, but the doron itself is an element of kapora, which gives the mechila per se is an element of kapora, because of Araya we say that it's mechaper on asay. So obviously the mechila, which is more essential, is part of a type of kapora. Since then it just doesn't mean kapora in the sense of demanding the level of kapora, which is to need to wipe out something. The only thing that needs to be mistaken is the relationship. We find it. In Ovinan, you do need it for a lotase. if you, my grandfather Zatzal, this is a beautiful diyuk, that by Rabbi Yishmael it says when he was Korah Vahita, so he says Kishibona Beis Hamikdash Hakriv Chata Shmeina. So why Chata Shmeina? What's wrong with the regular Chata? It says because the additional Shmeina is the equivalent of the Eila, that's the Baron, that's the Bukhari. Right? So you find the same thing with Meir Simcha points out. Why is it that when a Chatas Behema, in any situation where you may be Bedalus, whether it's a Kavanah Eila Yared, or you may be Bedalus, and Chatas Behema becomes an Eila and a Chatas? Always, right? You have to bring two birds. Why is that? You were only chayav a chatas. Now all of a sudden you need a chatas and an oila. Because since lemaisa from the chatas, you only have the kapor of the dam. There's no gift element. The oila of the oaf, which is actually burned, takes the place of that aspect of a chatas. So he extended Rebbeinu Simcha. He would always first say Rebbeinu Simcha when he was very korav to Rebbeinu Simcha. That's how he always says, that's how he lost his vision. And he was able to borrow the sefer for one night, and there was no way he had read it by moonlight. He kind of, his eyes were never the same. He had terrible problems with his eyes. Good. So.
The truth is, the Torah itself was different, right? And all of that, by definition,
it's
all burnt up.
Right, sure, yeah. That's the Chabad of Sedona. Chutz v'na Pesach v'achatas. Okay. How do we know that a Korban Chatas is, and that a Korban Pesach is ma'akev? Now, when we ask Pesach Minolan, we need to know at this point, forget about the ikuva, we need to know the mitzvah. Why? Because remember that the mokar of all of our drushes was the limud from Shlomim. And by the pasuk that we learned it from, it mentioned the chatas, and the eilah, and the zevach ha-shlomim, and it didn't say a word about a Korban Pesach. So therefore, I don't even know that lechatchila there's a din of bringing it l'shma, whether it's l'shem b'ayilim, or whether it's l'shem the korban. So how do I know a korban pesach? To see shmores chedesh aviv, the asita pesach. So that means that what it is that you're doing is l'shem pesach. The asiyah is l'shem pesach. Kol asiyah is l'shem pesach. Okay? That means shinu chedesh. Then it's lechatchila. Shinu b'ayilim minola. Tehsiv amartem zevach pesachu. Shetei zvicha l'shem pesach. Now, of course, that sounds like shinui kedesh, but imeinu ini l'shinui kedesh, shteinu l'shinui b'alim. So now we have ashkechan l'mitzvah. We now know that it's a mitzvah l'chatchila to bring a korban pesach l'shem pesach and l'shem this person has his pesach. La'akev minola. How do we know that it's mamish l'ikuva? Since it repeats over here that the zvich has to be l'shem pesach, then that means that it's even ma'akev. Ask if for a psafa. Wait a second. Don't try to pull that one off. The zavachta pesach l'shem elokecha is a well-known drush. It comes to tell me a tremendous kiddush, and it's a completely different thing. I need that pasuk. That's l'hachiyud ha'asaf. Don't fool me that you're bringing it for that. That's one of the most famous drushes, Rav Nachman's drushes. Yom Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baragua. Minai in the Meisar Pesach Shekarev Shlamim. How do I know that a korban Pesach that is left over, if I have left over money, or I mean separate korban, that I set aside in case something happens to one, or it's not on the day of the korban, it's after Pesach, it's before Pesach. Shenema b'zavachta Pesach l'Hashem Elokecha, tzonu bakar. Now anybody reads that pasuk. You can't bring bakar for a korban pesach. Oh, every time the Torah mentions a korban pesach, it says beferish that it's been in the kvasim. How all of a sudden they become a bakar? Who ever heard of bringing a cow for a korban pesach? Elohim pesach be'ala min ha'kvasim ha'man ha'izin. Ah! It must be telling me like this, that mikan l'mosra pesach shi'el davar haba min ha'tzon min ha'bakar. It's got to be telling me that if you have elements of a Pesach that are not going to be brought for a Pesach. So they are Pesach as a Remiyuk, but a Pesach is part of a broader type of carbon, which if it's not going to be brought for a Pesach, it should be brought for that carbon. What is that carbon?
Well,
Well, there's only one korban that is ba min hatzon u min habakar. Every other korban is unique. Because it's either going to be coming only from either bakar or tzon, or it's going to be coming from a particular type, that is to say, either a zohar or a nekeva. But there is no carbon that leaves you open to choosing whatever you'd like, male, female, bakar, or tzon, except for shlomi. So therefore, if you're talking about minabakar minatzona, dovra abba minatzona minabakar, without any type of further criteria, it's only a shlomi. Because, I mean, you could have other things. You could have an Eila or an Asham. Fine, but then it's only a Zohar. I mean, you could have a Chatas, but a Chatas is only in the Keva. So that's not going to help you either. Or it could be only obviously it could also be a case if it's a Nasi, it could be only a Zohar. But you're never in a position of choosing either book of its own of any type. My new Shlomi. So how can you tell me that that pasuk is coming to tell me once again in a chiyuv, and therefore it's the pasuk's repetition to be ma'akev? Elomer of Saffron, wait a second here. There's two elements in the pasuk. The zavachta pesach, that part is yes. That's Reb Nachman. As you just said, the zavachta pesach Hashem lakal, son of akal, shmor es chodesh aviv, which we said before, that asiyosav have to be lasisa pesach. That's shinur kedesh. The amartem zevach pesach, that's shinui bal, that's the mitzvah. But when I say amartem zevach pesach, who we know always means b'havayato tehei, in which case it's an ikuvan. So the word who is la'akev, and that's la'akev bein ha'aka. In either case, there's either b'shinui kedesh, which would be any avayda because it's vasisa, so all of the asiyas, or b'shinui balim, at least in the Zviyika. Okay, so now we have, fine. Now we have Ashkechan, we have Shinui Bailam, the Mitzvah, La'akev Ben Achav, La'akev Ashkechan Zviyika. So now all we have is Zviyika, when it comes to Shinui Bailam. Shara Vedas Minolan, we'll have a Goli Goli. We know already that the Torah hasn't been Machalik between the different Avedas. So Mamela, once we see in one, it should be in the others too. Ravashi says, I'm sorry, how do you get that? We've already seen the differences, why we need separate rayas for each avoda. Ela avodas minola, how do I know the other avodas? Go back to the original drasha. Zeis ha-teira lo la v'la mincha v'la chatat v'la sham v'la zevach ha-shlamim. She says, oh, but where does it say a Pesach? Ah, you stopped too early. It continues on to say, "Biyom tavosos bnei Yisrael lakrivas korbanehem." What is this korbanehem? You just said all the korbanehem. All you need to say it is biyom tavoso. So therefore, korbanehem includes bechor, meiser, and pesach, which means that they're also part of the hekesh. Hikisho hakatuv lishlamim, mashlamim ben shidur kedush ben shidur ba'alam bin la mitzvah. So at least we can know that you need to have the mitzvah. Hafko ben shidur kedush ben shidur ba'alam la mitzvah. Furthermore, I can also learn that whatever the din is by Shlomim, it's true of a Pesach. Okay, Shlomim, the Torah has made it very clear there's no difference between Zvicha or other Avodas. Lo chilak b'hem, at least for mitzvah. So when the Pesach, it adds now the who. So then lo tach halok bo bein Zvicha l'shar ha'avodot la'akev. And since we have we don't really need the who, because now we have the other two psukim that we fought, we're coming only for lechatchila zevach pesach, forget the who. And v'asita pesach, forget the who. We now have two different additional psukim to tell me la'akev v'shinei kedesh, and la'akev v'shinei balin, and we see from Shlomim there's no difference between the one avayin and the other avayin. I see, so what do I need the who for if that's the case? The who is unnecessary. Elohu lamali. Ah, that who is the basis of our diyuk. Never to darshan a who unless it is said in a location that's ma'akev. So zebach pesachu. The Torah is coming to tell me, you see that I repeated the din of ikuva? By zebach pesach? Why do I tell you who by zvicha? to be medayek, that if you'll find a who by a place that it's not a zvicha, or not one of the avodas zvicha, such as osham, by the haktara, you can't be medayek the who. Because if I didn't do the haktara at all, it wouldn't matter. So certainly the Torah is not coming to be mechadish if I say who, that now the haktara is ma'ake. You see? If it wouldn't be for this drasha, I could have concluded that the Torah is being mechadish by an osham, ikuva by haktara. So that the general klal of who atzma shalohikriv at all would be kosher isn't said by Asha. But now that it comes to tell me that only a who b'shchit is la'akiv, then I know aval osham lo nemar b'uel aliyach haktara simurin. And therefore, what difference would it make? Who atzma shalohuk terei murav kosher. Because then this one is meaningless. That's the point. There we have other things to learn. What do I do with the who by Zvika? Excellent.